I'm speaking with Christopher Ryan, the author of New York Times bestseller, Sex at Dawn, which came out in 2010 and created a lot of buzz and some controversy, and also the just published Civilized to Death, The Price of Progress. He'll be speaking this evening at Powell's City of Books on Burnside at 7:30. Welcome to KBOO, Chris.
Thanks. Great to be here.
So let's just dive right in. So what would you say your goal in writing your new book was?
Well, I guess the overriding goal is to give people the information they need to make a more informed cost-benefit analysis of the value of civilization. In other words, we're inundated with propaganda telling us that civilization is this amazing benefit to humanity. It's the greatest thing any species has ever done, etc. And the flip side of that is that we're inundated with propaganda telling us that life before the state was horrible. Nature red in tooth and claw, solitary, poor, nasty, brutish, and short, and all the rest of that. Turns out that's all wrong. Life before the state was not solitary, poor, nasty, brutish, or short. And the benefits of civilization, such as they are generally partial fixes for problems that were caused by civilization itself. So I wanted to try to clarify exactly what civilization has brought to us, what it's cost us, so that people can make a more informed decision as to why they might feel uncomfortable, even if they appear to be winning the game.
So I guess you need to kind of clarify or define what you mean by civilization.
Yeah, well, that's the first part of the book, is really getting into that. Civilization refers to the sort of radical changes in the way people started to live immediately or shortly after the advent of agriculture, which at its earliest was about 10,000 years ago. It's important to understand that anatomically modern human beings, people who look like us, if they walk down the street dressed in contemporary clothing, you wouldn't notice any difference. They have been on Earth for about 300,000 years. So 10,000 years at the earliest, more like 4,000 or 5,000 in most cases, of civilized, settled, hierarchical living is a very small fragment of our total time as human beings. So in order to understand human nature and human behavior and the things that make us happy and anxious, it's important to look at those 300,000 years of human existence to get a real sense for what humans are like. It's like if you want to understand a dog, you study wolves. We're domesticated humans at this point.
So give us to use a kind of unfortunate civilized metaphor, so give us your elevator pitch or talk or whatever for how that came about. I know it's an immensely long story, and you know there's been massive
floors?
Volumes of
yeah.
But how do we get not to like here in 2019, but how did civilization come about?
You know, civilization, or to simplify it a little, agriculture, which is the necessary precondition for civilization, arose in different parts of the world at different times. The earliest is in the Fertile Crescent, as I said, about 10,000 years ago, but it also arose independently in southern China, in Cambodia, in the Andes, in Mexico. And essentially, the same conditions existed. Scientists can now see that the same conditions anticipated the rise of civilization in each of these cases. And what that looks like is an increase in resources. So unusually constant rains, a lot of food, the animal populations increased, the more fruiting trees, more food all over, across the board. And then there was a sudden decline, a sudden reduction in rainfall and famine. And so in previous cases, what would have happened is human population would have been reduced through starvation, as it is with all animals. But in these cases, someone figured out how to get around this sudden reduction in food. by digging a trench, let's say, from a river to a grove of fruiting trees and keeping them alive. Once that step was taken, it's a ratcheting process that sets in because the population levels then continue to grow very rapidly. And once you have surplus food, then all sorts of other things kick in, like political hierarchies, women lose their status relative to men, domesticated animals come on the scene, and you have a different relationship between human beings and the natural world, where our ancestors were then trying to control the world rather than adapt to it. And this is a radical change in human behavior and experience.